Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Now we change the pace a bit, and I've got with me Beck Mitchell. Now, we've spoken to Beck before. She's one of the leaders, or one of the people who are very involved with bridge builders down there in Lilydale. But, well, first of all, welcome, Beck. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. Thanks for having me, Alan, and a hello to all the listeners today.
And by the looks of it, we are doing this remotely. You're sitting outside on a balcony somewhere, probably really enjoying the nice warm weather.
Yes, of course. Just trying to enjoy some of this sunshine before it runs away.
And rain comes back. Beck, we know a bit about Bridge Builders, and we think it's a terrific organisation. You do a lot for young people. But you've got a... I don't know whether it's a project or a fundraiser coming up, and it's called Run for the Young. So can you tell us a bit about A, how this came about, and B, what it is, please, Beck?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a bit of both. It's a project that Bridge Builders uses to help build skills in young people, but it's also a fundraiser for our charity and the wonderful programs that we do. So it's a marathon run, and normally marathon and fun run might not go in the same sentence, but for us it does.
I was going to say, I've been involved with a few fun runs. I've got to say, they're probably that's probably not the right word for them.
And you're right, it's got multiple categories on the day, so lots of people get involved in the event, right through from kids through to full adults and people that are starting out as well as elite runners. So it really is a great community event. And you asked the question about how it all got started, and yep. It basically started because I wanted to run my first marathon. It was a bit of a bucket list item, and I spoke to the boss and said, instead of just another run and supporting Bridge Builders, how about we start our own local community-based run? And he was all for it. 9 years later, here we are.
Oh, so this is not new. It's something that is in its ninth year.
Yes, absolutely. So this year we're celebrating our ninth. Obviously, next year will be the Big Ten. And, we're very pleased with sort of where it's come from, considering, you know, in the first year it was just a vision for myself, and I was hoping it was going to be more than just me at the start line, and there was, which was great. And it's grown to become a national and international competition, so we're thrilled.
Oh, it's on the national scene, is it?
Yeah, it is. We've actually got some participants from the US participating this year after, obviously, a tough couple of years without any international competitors. And there's also quite a few of the states and territories represented in this year's, so it's fabulous.
Beck, first of all, I guess we've got to ask you, when is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's on Sunday, the 27th of November. So it's 18 days away, if you're counting. And it's held at the lines at Mount Lilydale Mercy College. Those guys have got on board with us and supported the event this year, which we're really excited about.
Right. Beck, how long is it? Like, you got various lengths, or is it all one in, all in?
Yeah, so there's many different categories. We have a 2.5K kids run, a 5K, a 10K, a 21.1 half marathon, and a 42.2-kilometre full marathon. So it starts in Lilydale, and the full marathon runners run all the way out to Woorealik on the Warburton Trail and return. So it's a fair distance,
it's
that marathon.
So which one are you partaking in, Beck?
Well, I'm actually the race director, so I'll be standing at the start line all day, cheering everybody else on. I've done it several times. But, yeah, absolutely love seeing the community get involved and talking to everyone as they cross the line. It's a fantastic experience.
Be a bit of a letdown for you, though, after having run the 42Ks, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily. I love seeing the smiles on everyone's face and they finish. It's quite a relief when you've done your first marathon, and we've got quite a few signed up for this year. Taking a crack at the marathon for the first time is about 47 already in that category. So I'm really looking forward to supporting them on the day.
Yeah, Beck, out of the different lengths, starting at 2.5Ks upwards, which is the one that you get the most participants in?
Oh, in the half marathon, without question, yeah. That's a very popular category. And yeah, the half marathon, yep.
And that's a 21Ks.
That's 21Ks. So they run from Lilydale on the Warburton Trail all the way out to Wandon and return. It's a really nice course, as you would know. In the area loves the Warburton Trail. It's a beautiful course, and people really enjoy it. They come from all over just to participate and be in the Yarra Valley for the day.
Oh, that's terrific. Beck, I've just got to take... there's a few ads popped up. I'll just take those and we'll be back with more. We want to hear more about this great day.
Great.
Thanks.
Place and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Beck from Bridge Builders, and we're talking about the Run for the Young that's coming up on the 27th of November. Beck, now these things you can't just throw the guests together in 5 minutes, I would have thought. So have you had a lot of other people planning, or have you just been have to do most of the planning by yourself?
Yeah, anyone that's been in the event space for 5 minutes would recognise events can be challenging. Of course, the last 2 years have had a very impact on the event space, and yep. We have a huge team of volunteers at Bridge Builders. It takes a team of about 60 people to put together something like Run for the Young. And I'm actually not taking so much of a lead role this year. The team's really stepped up and organised everything from, you know, the medals that we hand out at the finish line right through all the different timing requirements that we have, the prizes, there's the drink stands, everything we need on the day is organised by a huge team of volunteers that are just passionate about local community events.
Terrific. Now, Beck, I've got to ask you, I've never been involved with a big fun run. Mine are always the shorter ones. You might give me on 21 or 42, I can tell you. But does each person get timed? Like, is there something that ticks over when they go over the start line? So not everybody has to be the first off the cab off the rink? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, that's correct. So if you've seen a racing event before, you might have seen like an arch that goes over the start finish line, a big inflatable, and basically that's the point at which people's timing begins when they cross that line, and all the participants wear like a bib on their single, and that has a timing chip in it. So it counts them when they go over the line, watches where they go, and then counts them as they come back across. So every one of the participants gets a time of how long it takes them to complete their category.
Beck, just for the uninitiated, and I never want to really do it, pardon me, what sort of time would you expect the first few people to do the 42 Ks in?
Yeah, well, I guess you've two different considerations there. One is the elite people that have been doing it for a while. So on our particular course on the Warburton Trail, there is definitely some inclines and some undulations. So it's not flat and you don't see the same times as what you would see in, say, the Melbourne Marathon. But we could be expecting the first returning marathoner to be crossing the line at about 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours, 40 minutes. So, they're fast, actually. The Warburton Trail is a good course, a nice surface. So, our returners could be around the 2:30, 2:40 mark.
Beck, I'll just get off the subject for 1 second, and there is a reason for that. Out of you've said that you've run a few marathons, I gather, by the way you're talking. Which is the one that you've liked the best? Now, I'm not... Well, exclude yours because that's not fair. I don't want you to compare it against right. But out of all the ones that you've done over the place, which is the one you've either enjoyed the most or found it the most enjoyable route?
Yeah, of course. I'm pretty biased when it comes
to... I know, that's why I excluded that.
If we exclude that one. My favourite's actually probably been the Antarctic. I ran that back in 2020.
Antarctic?
And that was incredibly challenging, but it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I would definitely never forget.
Gee. So what, they just flew you down? Or did you go... No, you'd have to go by boat, would you? Or did you fly down?
No, I flew. I was really participating at the time in an event called the World Marathon Challenge, and there was a small group of us representing countries from all over the world, and I was obviously representing Australia. We were trying to do 7 marathons on the 7 different continents in 7 days. Gee. And the Antarctic leg was race number 2, so it was part of a bigger race at the time. Yep. Just before all of the COVID challenges in 2020. It was back in January, February. And, it was an extraordinary week, and that race was part of that
race. So then, like, you've done all the marathons you did. What was the prime mover for you to say to, I presume, Phil, let's start our own? Because there's a big difference between running marathons wherever all the work is done and all of a sudden you having to organise one. So I know you're all very passionate about bridge builders, and I know they're always looking for finances, but what was the thing where you sat down one night and you thought, we can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was actually back in 2014 when I hadn't done any significant running at all. And I said to Phil, I had that conversation, and I said, look, I could start my marathon journey and go and do another race. But, being involved in Bridge Builders at the time and recognising that a lot of the young people might want to get involved in the design and the delivery of such a really cool community project, I started that conversation of let's do this at Bridge Builders. And the team were all for it. They really got behind it in the first year. And we put on the first Run for the Young in 2014. And it was actually out of that first Run for the Young event that I fell in love with marathons. So then I went on to do, many other runs around the world as a result of when we started Run for the Young.
This wasn't the end, sort of the end of it. This was more your starting of it.
This was the start. Yeah, Run for the Young is what kicked off marathon running for me personally, and obviously the 9 years of us facilitating a community running event for the locals in Adel.
Beck, out of the however many people you get on it, how many of those would be bridge builder people, your own young people, as opposed to people like Joe Blow and all that who just decide they want to do the fun run?
Oh, it would be 98% of participants that are not involved in Bridge Builders. So we, as I said, we have runners come from around the world and around the country, but, 90%, 95% of our entrants are from the local community. So anywhere in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, inner Melbourne, and some of the regional areas around Victoria, people drive quite long distances to come to our race. And, only a very, very small portion of the actual participants would be from Bridge Builders. Because we're all too busy running the day.
Well, that's good too. And let's be honest, it is all about raising funds, isn't it? I mean, that's the main reason for doing it.
Yeah, it's a two-part purpose. Well, it's probably got three purposes, really. One is that we're trying to engage the community and getting them included in a really fun day out for the whole family. The other side of that is that it is a developmental project for the young people at Bridge Builders. When I say they design and deliver it, this event is put on by a huge conglomerate of youth and young adults that you know, get trained in all aspects of event management, and they literally run the show all day. And then, of course, all of the proceeds go to Bridge Builders and the programs we run for young people. A lot of running events, commercial enterprise for a business, but in our case, this is truly run by Bridge Builders for the community, run by young people for other young people.
Terrific. Just, I've got to take another break, Beck, and we'll be back with more.
Great.
I want to just change the subject for half a tick, and I don't want to sidetrack you, but I know you do the postie bikes, or Phil does the postie bikes. Did they happen this year, or has it not happened the last two or three years?
Yeah, our event that was supposed to happen in 2021 got postponed to March 2022, and it went ahead. So we had 36 riders and 25 support crews. So we had about 50 people on the road for 5 days, and we raised an incredible amount of finance. Actually, it was about $230,000.
Gee, that's terrific.
Which was a terrific outcome, and all the riders made it safely. So that was also great.
So, which just briefly, what area did they go to, Beck?
Oh, we did basically like a lap of Victoria. So started in the eastern suburbs, headed down the Mornington Peninsula, across on the ferry, down to sort of Apollo Bay. Then we went north into the Grampians, further north to Echuca, along the border into Bright, and then sort of back down home into through the back of Mansfield into Lilydale. So it was a big loop, we covered about 1,500 Ks.
Now, tell me, did your bike make it or did it break down?
That's a great question, Alan. For those that know, bike has been a bit temperamental for the last couple of years.
That's why I asked.
And the third time was a charm. So we made it all the way to the finish line.
You made it. Oh, that's terrific.
We made it.
All right, so let's get back to what we're really here to talk about. Beck, sure. How much are you hoping to raise out of this run?
Well, this one actually looks like it's going to be the biggest for the young event that we've had since we started. So we're actually about to sell out, I think. We're up to about 600 entries, and I think we'll end up sort of selling out at about 800. So it's going to be a very big event, and that would mean we raise another $25,000 for the charity. So that would be a fantastic outcome.
Gee, that's terrific,
us.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's remind everybody that this is not just making money for no reason at all. I mean, the reason you're doing this is to raise for the young people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And as yourself and the listener would understand, the last 2 years have been incredibly challenging. You know, some of the suicide rates have been up, and young people are going through a really tough time socially and at home, and there's just a lot of pressure on kids at the moment. So all of our programs and services are really supporting kids' need, and all of the funds, 100% of the funds we raise, goes to really supporting young people that just need that extra support at the moment in a really challenging time. So it's great.
Beck, there's been plenty of talk about the lockdowns being so long and all that. Have you found that has affected a lot of the young people, A, their mental health, but B, are you finding that some of the young people are now having trouble getting back into doing things that they used to do, that they've become very isolated?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for each different person, you know, it is different. Everyone's trying to sort of get back to some form of normality or the world that was before COVID, and that can be a challenge depending on people's personality, you know, how they coped throughout the lockdown, what this individual situation was. But yeah, definitely as a whole, the young adult cohort, I think sort of in the years of 18 to 24, more struggled with the last 2 years, and being out on the other side of that now, we're really starting to see what they went through, and just making sure they've got those supports in place to really get it around them now.
Are you finding maybe not as many attending up front now that did before, that some of them are still frightened to get out and about?
No, not as much. I think it's actually swung the other way. So people are actually looking for not just places to get support, but people are looking for more social interaction. And there may be that feeling of like, let's go out and do stuff because we don't really know what future's going to hold.
Yep.
We're not sure of what's going to happen. So, we're seeing participation rates increasing, which is fantastic.
And you said you've got about 600 already for the marathon, have you?
Yeah, that's right. Our record for the biggest one we had was 2019, and we had 550, and we're about to go over 600. And as I said, the entries are flying in, so that we may actually sell out. So if you're interested in running or participating, you can walk. And if you'd like to do that, I would say, you know, get on board now and sign up, because otherwise you might run out.
And what we'll need to do before, at about 5 to 2, we'll get people to have a pen and paper ready so that they can find out how to get there to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, if people are listening, you don't have – we talk marathon and 42 miles and people's eyes glaze over. But, but I mean, anybody can walk 2.5 kilometres. Can you take a dog on these, or a dog's not allowed?
Yeah, so our event is incredibly inclusive. You can bring your dogs along, and also, you know, people take prams with them, and we even have some of the people from Achilles Melbourne participating, so they're some of our vision impaired runners. It's an incredibly inclusive event, and as I said, we've got the 2.5K kids run, so anyone at any age can participate, and then we've got people participating right through to sort of their 70s and their 80s. So, as I said, this event is for some elite runners. You know, they'll take on the marathon and do very well, and the rest of the event is made up of people that just want to get out for the day and go for a walk or and get a medal or win a prize or just have some fun. The sunshine.
Beck, you mentioned that the 42 and the 21 are running out, one to Wirralik and Wandon and places like that. What about likes of the 5 kilometre ones and the 10? Are they on the same rail trail, or do they run somewhere else?
Yeah, so our whole event is on the Warburton Trail. The 10Ks, the 21 and the 42 all start at Lilydale and go out towards Wirralik. They just turn around at certain points. And then the 2.5K kids run, and the 5K goes on the Warburton, but out towards Yura in the new section of the trail. So that's relatively flat, and why we chose that for our kids run.
Oh, that's fair enough too. So, I mean, there's really no reason why any age group can't be involved, because you're only timing yourself, and what's it matter?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely anybody can get involved in our event. It's incredibly inclusive and any age, any fitness level. This is just about getting out and having some fun. You can bring a friend, you can bring your family, you can, you know, bring anybody you like and just have a good time.
And the other thing that we shouldn't undersell is that it is raising funds for young people. And it's not so much for the young people themselves, it's the programs that Bridge Builders are able to put on for those young people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. The proceeds go to supporting other young people, so it's a really great initiative for sure.
And the other thing we should mention, it's not being put on by a production company who are going to take 10, 20, 30% of whatever you raise. If you raise 25,000, well, it's all going to go into programs for the young people at Bridge Builders, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And we have some wonderful companies in the local community that are sponsoring and supporting the event. So you've got places like Thrive Sports Medicine and the Lillardale Running Company that are really getting behind what we're doing. You know, some of the local companies donate things like the traffic management from ATCs. There's lots of people that really do help us create a very successful fundraising event, and we really appreciate the support.
Terrific. I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 has been a huge part of community life here in the Yarra Valley for more than 30 years. We are now about to embark on our most exciting project ever as we relocate to new, custom-built studio facilities. If you'd like to support us in this exciting project, please consider making a donation to our studio relocation fundraising appeal. To donate, please visit www.yarravalleyfm.org.au.
We would be very grateful if you went to our website and had a look. It'll tell you about where we're going and what we're going to do. And if you feel as though you could give us something, no matter how small, if you'd like to go to 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au, we'd love it if you could give us a small donation or any size donation. Now, Beck, we'll get back off onto what we should be talking about, is the young people or the... it's the Run for the Young. That's it. I couldn't read my own writing. Beck, you say you've got 600 people. Do you think that most of them are going to be just Mr. and Mrs. Average, or do you think you're going to get more young people? Or I'm trying to get an idea that we can jazz some people up. So we're looking for anybody from 80 downwards, but in what sort of age bracket do you think you're which one do you think you'll get the length one you'll get the most people in?
Yeah, look, Alan, it's such a mix. We have quite a few kids that get involved in the kids run, and that's one of my favourite things to see just because they enjoy it so much. You've got, you know, some of the field, so maybe 10% of our field are people that are really looking to win a trophy or a prize on the day that go course record.
Yep.
But most of the people that participating, they're just doing it for joy, running or having fun. So the distances are obviously a big variety, but the age groups, we see so many different types of people getting involved. We have people, as an example, we've got a participant from a local area, and she walks the half marathon. She's in her late 60s, and she just wants to go for a walk and support the cause. So, like I said, you don't need to be a professional runner to participate. You can just register and sign up for the distance that you want to walk or run and get out there and have some fun. So it really is a huge mix of different types of people just getting involved.
Beck, is there a time limit? I know you're on the rail trail, so that's not a big problem, but I know on some of them they have to open the road again after so long. With this, do you have to sort of take away your road people and all that? What I'm saying is, does it have to be finished at a set time or...?
Yeah, look, most races do have a course cut time or a finish time or a cap. And what we tend to do is we advertise about a 6-hour time cap. But having said that, we did some changes, a slight variation to our course this year, which means we no longer have to cross one of the main roads in the Swansea Road roundabout. So that basically means that our traffic management isn't in place for as long, which means we don't actually need to cap it at that time. So, you know, if someone's out on course still and they're taking a little bit extra longer because of the temperature or, you know, they've just had a tough run, our team will place to make sure everyone crosses the line. But it's estimated around 6 hours most people will be finished.
Yeah, well, most people, if they're not finished by then, they'd want to be finished, wouldn't they? You'd be getting a bit sick of it.
6 hours is a long time on your feet, especially if it's a hot day. So, they'll be very glad to see the finish line, I think, and get some well-earned hydration.
All right, Beck, I've got to take another break in a minute, but before I do, so Mr. and Mrs. Average are listening, and we're going to give them the contact details in about 5 or 10 minutes. So if you have your paper and pencil ready. But apart from the fact that people need to do, although you're running a bit late now to do much preparation for it, what do people need to do on the day? Like, do they need to bring water? They need to bring, obviously, decent shoes to walk in. What would you expect, or what are you suggesting that people bring with them on the day?
Yeah, wonderful. We actually supply all of the on-course hydration. So we have water and electrolytes out on course, so they don't need to bring any of those sorts of things. You can bring a drink bottle if you prefer. But one of the things that we do is on our drink stations, we no longer have plastic cups. So we used to serve the drinks in disposable plastic cups. But the Yarra Valley and the Warburton Trail is such a beautiful place. We've decided to change and go to collapsible, reusable cups. So you can either bring a collapsible cup if you've got one, or you can buy one on our website. They're only $10 or $15. And then we have some that we'll supply on the day as well. So that's the one thing that you'd need to get through is just some hydration. So whether that's a drink bottle or a collapsible cup, we supply it all on course. You do need to bring something to fill it with.
And some decent shoes.
And a pair of shoes, yep. I wouldn't suggest the flat shoes. Just get something that, I don't know, your ordinary runners would do just fine depending on the distance that you're doing. So, comfortable shoes to walk or run in.
Beck, is there somewhere for them to, like, you turn up and it could be a bit cool at the start of the morning. Is there somewhere where they can leave clothes at the start, or you just need to not bring them?
No, absolutely. So we have a bag drop area where you can put things like your jumpers and any that you need to. So you can do that at the start line before you participate in the run or the race.
And I guess all these races end up back at the same where you start from, don't they?
They do. Every single one of our event categories is a return course. So you start and finish at the same location, which, as I mentioned, is the Mount Lyddell Mercy College. So you just drive there and park there. We've got plenty of parking, and you start and finish in the same location.
And away you go. Beck, I'll take one more quick break, and then we'll give the people all the details, and hopefully you've got a whole lot of extra people.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
tear have to fall.
Hey, come on, everybody.
That song I played, the Swingin' Blue Jeans and Hippie Shake, is the sort of song that Matt Shaw will be playing this Sunday night between 6 and 8 in the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. But we're talking to Beck from Bridge Builder. First of all, we need to mention that it is a fun run, and some people think that's a misnomer, but anyway, that's another story. But it is about raising funds, and it's not funds to pay people. It's to go into the programs that the Bridge Builders do supply for young people. So it's very important. Not only can you have a great time on the day, but it's also very important to realise that you are helping raise some well-deserved funds for young people who are being given a bit better start in life than they would have. All right, Beck, you've got us excited. Sunday, November the 27th. Tell us again the length, because we might not have been listening at the start. We might have thought, oh, no, a marathon's too far. So tell us how far the different ones are and then tell us how we're going to sign up.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks, Alan. The categories are starting at 2.5 kilometres for our kids, so that's any young people 12 and under. And then we've got a...
But the oldies can walk with them, can't they?
Oh, they can, yes, of course. The kids can be supervised.
Yep.
Then you've got a 5 kilometre, a 10 kilometre, a 21.1 kilometre half marathon, and a 42.2 kilometre full marathon. So many different distances to sort of cover everybody's different desires. So if you're looking to do something like a marathon, you can, or if you just go for a 5K walk, you can do that also. And it is absolutely a fantastic day. One of the things I haven't mentioned yet is actually that we have a professional team out on course doing photography for the day. So they'll be taking pictures of every single runner, and you'll get a chance to have a look at photos of you out on course once the event's finished as well. So everybody gets a finisher's medal when they cross the finish line. And as you've mentioned, all the proceeds go to supporting Bridge Builders Youth Organisation. So it really is a great day out for the whole family. It's a community event run by young people for young people. And it's just a fantastic event to be a part of. So, yeah, absolutely come and join us. It's going to be a great day. Sunday the 27th of November starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. And you can register or get involved on our website. And if you've got a pen or paper handy, it's just runfortheyoung.com.au. So that's runfortheyoung.com.au. And if you can't find any of the information that you want, or you don't have the internet or a computer, you can always give us a call as well. Our team are manning the phones, taking entries and registrations from our office too. So that's 1300 640 160. I'll say that one again, 1300 640 160. Or you can just walk into our office in Lilydale if you're local to the area and you want to pop in and say hi. Some people just walk up the stairs and they enter when they come and see us, so you can do that as well. But we'd love to see anybody and everybody involved. It's a really great day out for the whole community.
Beck, and we should mention too, for Mr. and Mrs. Average, that while the professional runners or the runners that have come from overseas and all that, while they'll be doing their best to beat their time or to create a track record, Mr. and Mrs. Average or Miss Average or whoever it might be, you're only competing against yourself, aren't you, if you want to compete. I mean, it doesn't matter what time you go over the start line, what time you go over the finish line, it's just, hey, you've done it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about just participating. You don't have to go for a time. Everybody does get timed, and you'll receive that result just for your reference. But, yeah, if you just want to come out, and as I said, you can walk. You can walk most of the categories and just be involved in the day. So you don't have to be flying fast to participate. You can just come and join us and enjoy your time out in a beautiful location such as the Warburton Trail in the Yarra Valley. So, yeah, it's a great place to go for a walk or a run.
Beck, I've got to ask you, would you, I know you're going to be busy on the day, would you like to be out there among them doing the fun run, or are you just happy to be part of managing it this year?
Yeah, look, I am passionate about running, and I would love to be out on course, and I have done that a couple of years ago, and it is great to be out on course as well. We have some phenomenal young people serving on the drink stations and cheering everybody on, but yeah, I do really love being the race director as well, working with the team at the start-finish line and just seeing everybody's smiles on their faces as they come across the line. So it's such a fantastic event, and I'm just really looking forward to directing it on the day.
Terrific. Beck, let me just ask you this. We've still got a couple of minutes to go. What made you decide that you wanted to start doing marathons? Let me go back a step. Did you start with half marathons and then go to full marathon, or did you go straight in to a full marathon and whatever possessed you to want to start it? I can understand once you get going to want to keep going, but what was your motivation to start?
Yeah, look, that's a fantastic question. I think for all of us, we always have probably a bucket list in life of things that we'd like to do. And running a marathon's always been on that list for me personally. But when I got started, I was just a person that probably went for a 3K jog around the block. And eventually I just signed up for a 5K event. And then when I did that, I then signed up for a 10K event, and the progress continued from there. So although I've had the privilege to run marathons all over the world, I started just as most people do. And that's just going for a few K run around the local area. So anybody can get involved, and anyone can run a marathon. You just have to set yourself the goal, I guess.
Yeah. It's a bit late if a person hasn't done any preparation to turn around at this late stage and decide to run a full marathon, isn't it? I mean, it's not going to work well, is it?
No, not really. 18 days out, I wouldn't make that suggestion. You need at least a minimum of about 12 weeks, I think, to prepare for a full marathon if you're not at that level.
I was going to ask you, sorry, I didn't mean to cut across you, but while you're just talking about that, when you've been doing these marathons, how long do you prepare beforehand for yourself?
Yeah, I would always say a minimum of 12 weeks. If you're already at the fitness level where you can do a marathon, then obviously that time frame is short. But the body does need time to cope with the training regime and the extra stress that you're put under. And so the general kind of rule for a marathon, you're sort of already doing 5 or 10K runs, would be a 12-week minimum.
So most people wouldn't jump into a 41K, would you? I mean, you'd start off 5, 10... 25, 21 and then 42. Is that the way it would work?
Yeah, that's a standard progression, and a lot of people, I think, would do that. Some people sort of go from 0 to 100 and they just kind of sign themselves up, and then they give themselves 6 months to prepare for it, and they might not have competed in the other distances, but a lot of people do make progression from sort of the smaller events, and then they eventually get to the longer distances.
Well, it's a good way to be, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This is a bit personal, but I'll still ask it. But you're still quite a young lady, so all the runs you've done hasn't had any effect on your knees?
No, not at all. Lots and lots of people are really curious about knees and people that run. But for me, I haven't really had any injuries or niggles to cope with so far. So, I mean, there's always, you know, you get tight and sore because you're performing. But, I've managed to avoid that, which is great.
Oh, that's great. Well, Beck, we wish you well. Sunday, November the 27th. What time did you say? 7 o'clock?
7 a.m., yep. All the information's on our website, runyoung.com.au.
No, say that again. I coughed across you.
So all the information's on our website, which is runfortheyoung.com.au.
That's runfortheyoung.com.au. And your phone number again for people who don't have the internet or whatever?
Yep, 1-300-640-160.
Beck, we wish you all the best. I hope you make heaps and heaps of money, because I know where the money's all going to wind up, and it's terrific for the young people. Without people like bridge builders, well, some of these young people wouldn't do it as well. So I wish you all the best, and I hope the weather's terrific and it all makes you plenty of money.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show again today, Alan. Really appreciate it. And thanks to all the listeners. I'll see you at the Starline.
Always happy to have you. Thanks, Beck. Bye.
Bye. Bye.